ladies and gentlemen, Jesse DePlanacy. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I believe I got a word from God for you. But first, I'm going to ask you a question. You've been having a hard time lately? Discouraged, maybe? Depressed? Despondent? Maybe financial trouble? Marital trouble? Whatever. I tell you what, you got to learn how to encourage yourself. And you can do that. And I mean necessarily, we're going to talk about that, but I want to go to the book of Jude, only one chapter, verse 20 through 25. He said, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. Now, your faith is holy. How do you do that? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, you know, some people say we don't do that today. But that's why the devil don't want you praying in the Holy Ghost, because you encourage yourself. You build your faith up powerful so high that the devil can't reach up to get it. Let me start again. But ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Then he says, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. You know, King David was going through a tough time. You know what I mean? The people wanted to kill him and everything. And the Bible said he encouraged himself in the Lord. I do that to myself all the time. I preach some of the greatest revivals to myself. I did. I've looked at myself. Now, you may think this is nuts, but I'm not feeling bad. And look at myself in the mirror and say, Jesse DePlanacy, I say it out loud so my ears can hear what my mouth is saying. I want to tell you what God thinks of you. And man, I just start quoting scripture. But after a while, man, and I start praying in the Holy Ghost, all of a sudden, man, I walk out of there like I should be, a king and a priest. He made us kings and priests in this life. Think about that. Here's another wonderful scripture, Psalms chapter 27, verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and you don't have to wait long. Now, a lot of times church people say, you just got to get your brains beat out, suffer, suffer, suffer. You know, no, let me say, God has already done everything he's going to do. All you got to do is get into that vernacular where you believe what he's already said. Now, you do that by calling those things which be not as though they were. That's Romans chapter 4, verse 17. That's what Abraham said. He said that. You know, and watch this. I mean, he's going to have a baby, but you're 100 years old. That ain't going to happen. But he considered not, he staggered not, and he was fully persuaded. Now, how did he keep like that? He encouraged himself in the Word of God. Faith that fact. Oh, and guess what? Things will begin to happen for you, not some of the time, but all the time. Let me read Psalms 27, verse 14 again. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, I personally believe this, and you pray about it, meditate on it. I don't think we got to wait long anymore, because the time is so short for the inevitable return of the Lord. I know a lot of preachers said that 100 years ago. Some said it 200 years ago. Some said it 1,000 years ago. But the prophecies were not fulfilled. There's hardly nothing left, ladies and gentlemen, to be fulfilled. And Jesus said, nobody knows the day and the hour, but you can understand and see the times of the season when this thing is getting close. Like I prayed to the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, if you don't come in my lifetime, you're going to miss a great opportunity here. It's just such a blessing to just love the Lord and let him love you. I got to read Jude 20 through 25 again. That just makes me feel good. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Ooh, I like that. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, you that can't pray in the Holy Ghost, all you got to do is be filled while I'm watching. How you do? Open your mouth and let the Holy Ghost speak through you. Now, some people don't believe in speaking in tongues. I personally do. You know why? It's the only language that Satan cannot understand, because he's not a faith devil. He's a flesh devil. He don't understand spiritual things. It says, keep yourself in the love of God. It's always somebody trying to pull you down. And you know, well, you know, God don't love you this. God, no. You do that by reading his scripture. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Talk about a revelation that was given to the Apostle Jude right there. Isn't that a blessing? So I want you, when I get off, when you finish watching this, wherever you are, go look at yourself in the mirror and say, let me tell you what's something good going to happen to you today. That's old Robert's estate. Let me tell you what God says about you. And quote it, pray in the Holy Ghost, and I promise you'll be so high, Satan can't get up to your toes. Hallelujah. It will be a blessing. Faith that fact and watch God do a miracle in your life today. Just to say, and I love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.